We're at Dumfries Ice Bowl, the home of the IIHF World Girls Ice Hockey Weekend event, with Scott McMeekin, and wearing a couple of hats. Obviously, you do your job for the D&J Council, but also Ice Hockey UK's Learn to Play instructor.
Yeah.
How's the event been?
A real success, to be honest. It's been a few months in the planning. Obviously, we knew the IIHF event was coming up in terms of the World Girls Ice Hockey Weekend, and through my role with Dumfries and Galloway Council, and obviously having a link to Ice Hockey UK, we knew we wanted to do something. So we've included the Solway Sharks, really all forms of the Solway Sharks in terms of the juniors, the seniors, and the ladies. And numbers have been good. We had good attendance at the game against Whitley in terms of the ladies' night for the social. Really good pick-up on the Saturday afternoon public skating session where we had end ice, and we just offered open tasters to any girl who wanted to come along, and we were queued at the bench for quite a long time in that session. So with some good feedback from girls who then made inquiries about joining the club, which at the end of the day, that's what this event is all about. It's about having that first entry into the sport, opening that first door, and then from there hopefully having a member to a club, and who knows, maybe a future GB player from what we've done this weekend.
It's something we've said just before the event, for the Sharks ladies at least, and the women's ice hockey here, it's kind of coming full circle, because they had the World 18s 2 years ago. It's almost the second anniversary coming up. And then from that, the ladies learnt to play started, which has now spawned the Sharks ladies.
Yeah.
And then now you're doing the World Ice Hockey Weekend, the Girls Ice Hockey Weekend. And then that kind of finishes this year with the Seniors World. So it's kind of a nice synergy, and it's all come full circle now.
It is, yeah. And to be honest, if you'd have said 2 years ago that we would have been doing this much with girls ice hockey, we maybe wouldn't have believed that we'd have got this far. But a lot of people deserve a lot of credit for where we've got to so far, and obviously at the end of this season we've got the Senior Women's coming, which is going to be another great event for us to host in Dumfries. We're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get some GB success from our home tournament this time round.
And from the kind of the learn to play angle, I noticed you've got the adult learn to play on a Saturday night as well. The hosting of the World Championships has certainly been used by the council to develop and grow the sport.
Yeah.
I said the ladies is probably the most noticeable, but it's certainly going on at other levels as well.
You're absolutely right, and we were keen, with my kind of council hat on, I suppose, yes, we're very keen to host these events, yes, we're very keen to bring SOUK in and do something, but for us it means more if we can get, use that word legacy, but it means more if we can get something out of it, something that's lasting, something that's local. The ladies team is a great example of that, but we have, just to use a couple more examples, we have now a flourishing adult learn to play session each week, which we didn't have 2 years ago. We have had more numbers come through our learn to play programme, which we, were in a kind of dodgy situation a couple of years ago. So, numbers across the board have gone up, and that's really important for us as a council. And it's really important for the local clubs to be able to do something off the back of these World Championships, because if they come in and they have no lasting impact, then yeah, they're great to run, but really what are they doing for the local area? So we're really chuffed with what we've done so far, but we want to do more, and we want to make sure that the women's, next Easter, we can still create more legacy off the back of that. The ladies have done great so far to get to, I think they're up to like maybe 25, 26 registered players, maybe even more than that, but who knows, we could be sitting here this time next year with two ladies teams out of Dumfries. We don't know where we can go with that. So yeah, we're really chuffed for where it's going. We are getting a legacy off of hosting these championships, and I can only see a positive future for us.